Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Trust Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80 foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Delivered to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water aid. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
Welcome back to KNDY, and we're now joined by Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, another big win last week, 64-18 over Rock Hills. What were the keys to picking up that 46-point win?
Well, you know, I thought our kids come out and played well on the offensive side of the ball at first. We received the ball on the kickoff and marched right down the field and scored in about 3 or 4 plays. Then we kind of struggled a little bit on the kickoff. We let them return it back down to the 5-yard line and let them score and get a little momentum back. And, you know, just kind of a back and forth there for a little while in the first quarter until finally we took over. They're kind of late in the second quarter. I felt like I had a good handle on the ball game. You know, our kids come out and played with aggression and did some good things nice, but there's definitely some things to work on both sides of the ball.
Well, as you mentioned that, some things to work on as we approach the halfway point. What are some of those things that you'd like to see improved?
You know, I thought defensively we kind of missed some assignments there. You know, at one point in the game, I thought Rock Hills was kind of running the ball at us, and we had a hard time slowing them down where they were getting 4 or 5 yards at a whack. And you know, I thought our kids did some assignments that they missed and missed some tackles, and Rock Hills had a very aggressive runner that kind of flat ran over a couple of our kids. And I thought it was a good thing for them, teach them a little bit how to work on their technique and, you know, get in a better position to be able to make those plays.
You now come to the game where anyone who knows anything about Kansas high school football, and even some who don't know anything, have had circled on their calendar. You host Hanover. No need to discuss what's on the line, district standings, playoff seed, league titles, and just plain pride. I know last year is last year, but you did defeat them twice last season, something many teams have not gotten to say. What do you expect to see out of Hanover? What will your boys need to do to pick up that win?
Well, I expect to see a great Hanover team like normal. I know they're extremely well coached and probably a little bitter after we beat them last year, and assume they'll come out with more aggression than maybe a little bit more than normal, if that's even possible. But I think they're going to come out and just play physical, hard-nosed football, and our kids need to kind of match that level of intensity. You know, we need to come out and play hard and execute, block well, run the ball well, and probably most importantly, no turnovers before we give them extra possessions in this football game.
We're speaking with Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks for having me on.
That's Eric Detweiler here on KNDY, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles.
Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Trust Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, O'Dell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.